WBAE Monitoring. WBAE Monitoring.
WBAD KE4ZYQ.
Well, good morning, Joe. How are you? We had a lot of rain overnight.
Good morning to you, too, young man. Yeah, I've been hearing it out there last few days. Luckily, it hasn't been a deluge all at one time. I know that's not easy to take care of when it comes to sub pumps and basements, but, you know, I just heard the last letter of your call sign as my radio scanned, and I heard your voice in one letter, and I said, that's got to be Walt. How's that for listening ability?
Well, I would call it five star. Yeah, one son came over, well, actually, trimmed the bushes out in front of the house, the fall trim, and took the garbage, paper bags out, you know, with all the branches and stuff. And they got soaked. Hope the guys from the collection company, garbage men, I don't mean that negative, but you can handle it. We went to another, city of Sterling Heights went to another collection agency. I liked it when the mafia ran it. Really, they took everything.
I think yours, like mine over here, is the same company, so I hear you. Yeah, we'll see what happens next 6 months to a year, if enough people give feedback. But I hope you're doing well. I know I hadn't heard you a whole lot on the radio, and you might be busy or dealing with some health issues like many of us. But it's always good to hear you and hear you sounding at least spry and peppy, at least in the voice. So you know how that goes. Back to you.
Yeah, the dog got me up. I thought she wanted to go out. She wanted me to get out of bed, go in the family room, and she went in her cage to go back to sleep. She wanted company while she slept. Yeah, she's about, I don't know, 14 years old, maybe. A Westie. Can't fault her. No, it's just one of those, you know, I get on the air now and then. The lack of activity in the hobby, and I'm just observing. I could keep my radio on the Zombie Alert Network, and which I appreciate the three or four people that are always on there. But, you know, we've said it many times for a long time. The glory days are over on repeaters. That's a shame.
KE4ZYQ, not sure where that sound is coming from, but I have an idea. But anyhow, yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I laughed at one person a few days or a week ago. They said, I turned on the radio, nobody's talking. I says, well, that's because a lot of people end up listening and waiting for somebody else to talk. So if enough people start pushing that thing called the PTT, you know, that's what happens, see, a lot of listeners and not as many talkers, right?
Yeah, I think somebody was sitting on their mic. That happens. Yeah, you're right, Joe. You're absolutely right. Well, today the cleaning gal's coming over, and just a wonderful person, really. She has a 3-year-old daughter. One day she asked, do you mind if I bring my daughter over? I couldn't get a babysitter. And after she was leaving, she said, you know, more or less how did it work out? And I had to tell her, Joe, if she can't bring her daughter over, don't bother coming here. That 3-year-old kid is just a ray of sunshine. I mean it. The boys here a while back bought me a big TV, and we put on those programs, you know, dedicated to the kids, and then she'll dance around, and the couch and coffee table in the family room is taken over with her toys, and that's just a sweetheart. So I don't think she'll get to bring over her daughter today. They have her day school, I guess it's called. I know we used to have my grandson and something like that in Warren, and that worked out real good for his personality.
Okay, of course, I'd like you. Well, talking about radioactivity, last Saturday was, you probably know, but last Saturday was the statewide simulated emergency exercise. And I made a point to try to be part of it and actually ran the radio from 8 in the morning till noon during the whole session on backup power. So it was a good test for me. And luckily, it was a sunny day that day, so I got to charge the unit while I was using the unit. I actually only used about 1% of the battery from 8 till 12 noon. And it was pretty good exercise, you know, getting information back and forth, and EOCs of all the different counties chiming in. I chimed in on Macomb County because I'm in that, obviously. And also they wanted to see if they could chime in on another adjacent county EOC, and I did Wayne County. So there's some activity. You know, it's good to know your rig is working, your battery's working, and people hear you. Back to you.
I'm talking over that noise. Something's happening. Joe, I'm in a clear, buddy. Not nothing on your end, believe me, but I don't know what's going on, and I don't want to be a part of it. WBAD, I'll catch up with you later.
Yep, no problem there, Walt. You take care. Good talking. Have a great day, especially if you get your house clean. KE4Z like you, Claire.
WBAE.
KEARUH Mobile.
GS8S, W8GAP.
NAKPP.
KBY.
WPAD monitoring.
Morning, Walt. How you doing?
Pretty good, Sean. A wicked night sleeping. I got up a pit stop at 2:30, crawled back in bed, dozed right off. The dog got me up, which is okay. I thought she wanted to go out. She wanted me in a family room once she went to her cage to sleep in there. Oh, she has me trained. How you doing today?
Oh, not too bad. A little chilly and wet out, so can't really get anything accomplished that was on my agenda, but got the day off. It's Indigenous Peoples Day.
Really? I know the other day was Pierogi Day. No, Pierogi. Pierogi Day, and I missed it.
Oh, I didn't know. I'll be darned. Yep, just got the day off, and not a whole lot outside I want to get done. I want to run over the grass one more time, I think, with the tractor. And, I don't need to, but I wouldn't mind. And then Then I got my bike back from repair, and I'd like to take that out for a ride and test it out, make sure everything's working, but it's been all wet. So, oh well. Maybe I'll just do 168, get some soup. What do you think?
Oh man, I'd love to go with you, but the cleaning gal's coming over today. If she comes over at 11, 12, 1, I could say, okay, I'd meet you there and go with you. If she comes at 2:30, that's her schedule. She works three jobs. You know, first generation immigrant, you know. A work ethic like you can't. Her and her sister, in fact, all her Asian friends are like that. They just do nothing but work, and, you know, if there's a pop bottle or can laying there, they'll pick it up to get the dime.
Well, there you go. Yeah, she seemed very pleasant, so it's a good deal you got going there. Take care of stuff. So you guys generally eat when she comes by. I think she cooks for you, if I remember you telling me. So if she left and you're still up for some chow putski, let me know. I can come get you and we can go get some soup. Otherwise, enjoy, but she's probably going to bring something for you.
Well, she doesn't cook here. She'll make extra stuff at home, and which is fine with me. Different spices and everything. Real good cook. She trades off now with her sister, who comes over, Sandy. Sherry and her husband are looking for a house. He charges one of those ambulances. It's a private company, and his schedule varies, and they're trying their darnest to get a house, but he wants it under the VA, which evidently people give him a hard time on. And so they're picking and choosing. They don't know where to move. Sort of a screwy setup nowadays. Where do you move? Or you want to send your kids to school and stuff like that?
Somehow my radio is in the scan there. Scanned off. What the heck? But, okay, so you got different folks coming by. Her sister, that's interesting. So, they're tag teaming you, taking turns, so. Well, there you go.
WBD, yeah, they're real machines. I mean it. Oh, my God. Charlene and I, we would call us relaxed. You follow me? It's like, okay, that needs to be dusted. But let's wait till everything needs to be dusted. We're not going to get up. As far as the grass goes, if you're going to cut it wet, you may look like shit. And, of course, all that wet grass gets underneath the cutting deck, and you better scrape that or else it will rot the cutting deck because it's probably stamped steel.
Oh, yeah, there's no way I'm going to go out and cut this. You're right. You know, it doesn't cut very well anyhow, but mostly it's just that mess that it makes up under the deck. You're right. That'll rot your deck out faster than anything. So that's off the ticket. I see the sun's out right now, but I don't think it's going to dry out. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, well, I'm going to go get myself a cup of coffee. I didn't wake up terribly long ago. I slept really late. And so I'm going to go get myself a cup of coffee and maybe look in the refrigerator and see if there's anything worth eating there before I decide to go out and venture out for something.
Okay, before you go, like I said, her schedule, she does this for another family. She has another job. A regular job, and I told her I'm on her schedule. You know, I do nothing but sit here. I'm not the type to say no. You have to be here every time at 11. You know, if you want to bring your daughter better and everything, okay, give me a call on the phone. WPAD.
Okay. Well, keep you in mind for later. We'll see what's going on, but I get it. If it doesn't work out. I'll be back. W8FU. What are you checking?
Good morning, November 1, Yankee, November Yankee listening.
NADDF mobile.
KRUH mobile.
W8EAB. W8WRB. W8EAB. I think it's KB8WRB. Chris, you out there?
TFM.
W8CPT, W8CPT, KB0DCO.
Mic check. Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Tango Papa, mic check.
Sounding good here, KB0DCL.
Repeat last, K8DTP.
This is Thomas, Kilo Bravo Zero, Delta Charlie Oscar. You doing a mic check? The audio sounds good here.
was making sure I've got the right tone because it wasn't going through earlier. I appreciate your help. This is K8ZTP.
Yeah, no problem there. I've been kind of sitting here monitoring most of the evening. Haven't really heard much activity out here. My friend Don, Captain Don, W8CPT, gave me the access to getting on here through the HOIP and coming in through directly into the K8FBI 440 repeater network. So that's how I'm coming in, and I'm coming in from the town of Stewart, south of Hutchinson in Minnesota. Back to you.
We're coming in on our CMN repeater in Flint. I believe it's 147. Nope, sorry. This is 444-600.
Yeah, there are quite a few 440 repeaters linked in. I don't even have them memorized, though I do have to look up online through showing the actual physical linked connections, as it were. And so I'm just going over there right now to see what I'm showing. There's probably actually three different links, or should I say nodes, and it looks like one being in Warren, Michigan, or actually two of them being Warren and one in Fenton, and I'm connected into the, I guess the link is, or node number 43732, Flying Beers Hub, Warren, Michigan. So that shows where I'm connected up on the list. And actually my time has also been almost up to 7 hours monitoring. So that takes it most of the afternoon and this evening. And looking at the list also, I see the Richmond, West Bloomfield, Romeo, Fenton all on that one. But I'm not sure if the other ones, if all three of them are connected as a whole or they're individual. I'm taking them as individual first off, but I'm not 100% sure on that. I'll have to talk to Don about that or one of the repeater owners to find that out. Still new at it. And back to you.
I don't usually talk on the 444s. I'm usually on the 147s. I was just trying to set up my Yaesu to monitor the 400s because I was got my new toy and finally got the right to hook it up. And I'm running it off my solar battery. I don't have a DC power station as of yet. I'm just like a fresh new ham, maybe not even a year old yet. So just trying to put all my known radio stations and frequencies into my mobile station. This is Kilo Echo 8, Z Tango Papa.
Oh yeah, I copied your call that time. Had my pen and paper handy this time. My notepad. And you'll have to let me know again on the frequency. I think 444.600, I think you said. And that could be the W8CMN repeater in Flint, Michigan, if I'm looking at the bottom list. And if I look at the top list, I'm not seeing it there. So I must take into assumption that all of these are connected together then, if that's the one you're coming in on. And because there is no Flint in the top list. And the second list only shows two, one in Farmington Hills and the other one Luker node, Detroit. So those are in on that node number. So I guess they do separate them by node connections, but I will have to take it that they're all interconnected. And I got Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Tango Papa. Yeah, I get down into the Zulu calls there. up here in Minnesota, I think they're in the KF zero calls already. And they're almost getting through with them. So people are getting their licenses. It's just that I hope they're just not ticket holders and say, yes, I got my piece of paper, I got my license. If it's I'm not blaming Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts. I'm just doing this off the top of my head. It's like, yeah, I got my license. Yay, okay, now let's go do something else. And I don't know if that's really what's going on, but it just seems like, yeah, we see a lot of call signs. Every time I talk to someone new, it's like, geez, a lot more call signs going through them, but where are they? I don't hear a lot of activity on there. It's like you'd think that there would be someone talking on it every minute throughout regular evening hours, but it's quiet around here in the Twin Cities area, at least from my point of view. On one of the most active repeaters, even in the Minneapolis side of things, in the town called Minnetonka, on N0BVE repeater, that's usually pretty busy for most times, but I've been on other repeaters, and they're usually pretty quiet, so either people have definitely got, maybe when the weather gets colder, maybe that will change. And I didn't copy a name, but I'll probably get your name if I look it up on QRZ, but I don't have that at my fingertips at the moment. KE8ZTPKD0DCO. I don't know what happened there. Cut me off, I think. KE8ZTP, we hear you back in there, or clearing, I guess. Just talked to W8FU, said there was something going on your end over there, maybe. And so he had disconnected it from the hub. So if you want to try coming back, KE8ZTP, KB0DCO. Whoop, button.
How far did you get? Did you get any of my communication or just total blank?
Well, when I got done talking and unkeyed, I just heard a loud tone come across, and then I thought it was my phone that maybe had a button stuck or something, and so, but it wasn't a DTMF tone. It was just a regular boo, and it just kind of stayed there. So we don't know if it was the repeater or you or what, but he did say it was from the Flint, Michigan location, that he disconnected it until it cleared itself, and then he reconnected it back up again. I had no control over that.
I've got no clue. It may have been me because I'm still setting up this mobile station, so I don't know. But so are you using like a telephone or are you using like a actual radio?
Yeah, I'm using a telephone called Hands Over IP. So it's a desktop phone. Can't dial 9 to get an outside telephone line or dial tone. It's like, think of all the phones are within an office building and you can't dial out. It's all in one system. That's what I've been told. And so, yes, so when I key up *99 and then I talk, and then when I'm done talking, then I hit the pound sign, and then it unkeys the transmitter and goes back to you. So I'm still fairly new to this. I got this about a month or so ago, so I kind of lost track of actually when I got it, but I'll just say within the last month or two. And my friend Don, WHCPT, had got me into it, and I said, okay, cool. And he has a conference called Space Odyssey, and he does a lot of contacts through the International Space Station through their FM repeater there. And that's actually how I met him, and we've kept in touch on Facebook Messenger for a long time thereafter. And so he got me on this, and I said, cool. And it's like, so I can, if there is an all-star node that has, for example, the Handy Hands that is out of Minnesota here, if I want to connect to them, I would jump on his hub and then connect to with the node number to get into the Handy Hands, which they advertise their all-star node number, which connects in via Echolink, into what would be an Echolink conference. And then N0BVE is the repeater in Minnetonka that I usually talked in via RF when I lived in Glencoe. But now I live about another half hour away from the repeater. I can't get into it via RF. And, of course, I'm in an apartment now and not in a duplex. So I have to play the electronic digital means to either Echolink or whatever to get into those repeaters I used to talk to, if they have them available. And so that's what's going on there. So no RF on my end at this point.
Well, I was saying that we had come out of Flint, and this is a CMN repeater. I think it's the 444.600. I was trying to set up my Yaesu STM500D. So I was going through all my channels that I have on my Yaesu handheld, which is the FT60, and transferring them over to the mobile station. But I'm still trying to learn how to program this mobile station, and this manual is not very much help. So I've been trying to mess around with this, see if I'm actually hitting the repeater and whatnot.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no problem there. Yeah, some manuals are easier to understand than others. And if you got a radio that has a lot of, I'll call it sub-menus, then it gets to be challenging. I got a Yaesu 991A, and there is a learning curve to a little bit of that. I had also a 706 Mark II G ICOM. I don't have that one anymore. But I like that radio, too, and I like the idea that it has a detachable faceplate. You can put the radio elsewhere, not underneath the dash or on top of the dash. If most cars now don't have any room under the dash. Even where the old ashtrays used to be and stuff, used to mount them down in that area between the seats there. But now that's really not possible anymore. So I'm all for the detachable faceplates and run a cable to the master radio controller there, I'll call it. And then the head just simply is the front end of your radio. And so I liked that. I wish the 991A had that capability, but it does not, unfortunately. But I wanted to have to go HF mobile, either with ham sticks or my harvest antenna, which I haven't really done yet, but I've been using it as an internal antenna here in the shack, and so that's, it didn't make it to the vehicle, and I've been doing FT8 with it. Let's see, if I just take a glance here at the grid tracker, I got about 732 QSOs across all the bands, not labeling individually, and then and confirmed are 493. So there's a couple hundred there that could use a confirmation. And most of them are all logbook in the world type contacts too. So, but anyways, don't want to get too long-winded here. And W8FU is out there still, I believe. So I'm going to pass it over to him and see if he might have any questions for you. I didn't catch either guys of your names. So I'll turn it over to W8FU, and again, this is Thomas, KV0DCO.
Okay, Thomas, I'm going to check out here. I just wanted to try to get things under control. Sometimes the linking can cause a problem. Clearly it wasn't. There was something going on up there in the Flint repeater. So I didn't catch the other gentleman's name you were talking to. I didn't even know you were going to toss it back to me. I just kind of heard my call. So I'll let you guys carry on. But, yeah, keep an eye on that up there in Flint. You know, I know you said you're new and need a new radio and getting it set up. Make sure when you unkey, make sure that red light, that red transmit light isn't on your radio. If it is, and you can't figure out why, quick, and pull the power. But, yeah, you were locked up. I can't say I know that you were locked up. If I was a betting man, I'd say your radio was locked up, putting out some sort of a tone. Be advised, see if you can figure out what that was, and hopefully it don't happen again. Anyhow, with that, I'm going to cut you guys loose and let you get to it. I just jumped in because somebody had got a hold of me on another frequency and told me there was some craziness going on, so I just wanted to get in and work the repeater until it got resolved. Carry on, guys. Have fun, and I know I'm a friend of Captain Don's in the HOIP thing myself there, Thomas, so I know all about it there, so working good for you. All right, catch you later. This is W8FU. I'm going to pass it up to Flint. I'm sorry I didn't catch the name. Name here is Sean, and I'm going to be clear, W8FU.
For W8FU, this is K8ZTP Patrick in Flint. I don't know if I had keyed up wrong or something, but I'm still working on that, and hopefully I'll get better at it. And I didn't mean to lock up the repeater if it was me. And the guy in Minnesota, I still don't have your call sign, and I would like that, please. And with that, I'm going to hand it back over to the other guy whose call sign I don't know yet.
Yeah, no problem. I got your names now, Patrick and Sean. Got that on the notepad. Call sign here, Kilowatt, Bravo, Zero, Delta, Charlie, Oscar. Do what some of us weird guys do, digitally controlled operator, FIPS, direct current oscillator, was one of the first suggestions for me. I said, yeah, that's... I was saying it wasn't that modern. It was more if you were an old ham and a direct current oscillator, that may fit. So I never really used it. Digitally controlled operators seemed to fit me better. Though I've done some slow scan. I've now done FT8, and I've done some packet, and I haven't kind of done it and left it. And... there's still that, some of that still going around. Actually, I got a little story I can share. I'll kind of try to keep it brief. In the Twin Cities, we had a lockdown transmitter on 2-meter FM. and it was on a packet network. It was not on a familiar packet frequency that I was familiar with. I think it was on 145.670, I believe. And where I was used to packet when I was in it was like 145.030 or 010 or whatever. One was like the main, I think the main highway was 010, and then I think the secondary was 03, and I think simplex contacts were like 070, I think. It's been so long ago, that's my best guess. but I haven't touched, I still got my hardware, still got a Kentronics Home Mode TNC, but never hooked it up since I kind of quit using it. And, of course, a lot of stuff is software-driven nowadays and through the computer, so it's almost like you don't need it anymore. But I still have it. But anyways, there was a lockdown transmitter, and my friend N0TWP and I ended up going in search of where we could find it. And there was a lot of a very strong signal. It was we knew it was kind of high up in the air, a very long distance away to the north and to the south of the Twin Cities by quite a good song signal. Rochester was probably getting about an S2 by one of my ham friends, and another ham that I know up in Brooklyn Park and Elk River was getting about an S9 plus 30, and I think Elk River is getting about an S1, I'm assuming just the mobile radio, not a beam antenna heading. But anyways, a lot of interesting stuff going on, and it was... Uh-oh, there it goes again.
Thomas, just a word. Don't put it on hold. Make sure you turn the music on hold off when you go to hold.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I ended up hitting the pound button, I thought, and then something. I heard the tone, and then I ended up going up and somehow I ended up hitting the BX for, I think it was, or the N button. And I was trying to figure out, what the heck? And so then I said, okay, I'll just hit end again and just clear out of it all together and then dial back in again.
Okay, I thought maybe somebody called you or something and you answered it. It automatically puts you on hold, but it plays a little tune. So music on hold, and of course that's not cool. So it doesn't disconnect. So just be conscious of that, I guess I'm saying. The audio is a little hot, I'm noticing. I'm noticing it's kind of hot and a little crunchy. So you might want to see if you can back down the audio a little bit. I don't know what phone you're running there, but there's probably a setting for it. Could afford to come down. Pretty good clip, I'm guessing. All right, anyhow, I don't know what, I don't think the tone was you. I think the tone was coming out of, again, out of the Flint area, so... I'll keep an eye on the dashboard and see if I can figure it out. So something's going on with that tone. I don't know what that is. W8FU.
Well, yeah. Who put the music on there? I don't even know there was music there. And as far as putting it on hold, I don't think I put it on hold, though there is a hold button, but I didn't touch that one. But probably by trying to do that expert, and it says, oh, that ain't a right number. And it's like, well, how do I get out of that? So I'm running an AC audio codes 405HD phone, and Captain Don uses a Cisco phone, I guess. So he gave me this one, and maybe it's not a standardized phone for the network. Maybe it's for something else. I don't know. But that was the one that he sent out to me, and I tried looking in the manuals, like, yeah, how do you adjust the microphone gain on this phone? And someone said, yeah, it was kind of hot when I checked in before. It's like, I tried moving the minus and plus sign, but that's for the speaker, but that isn't for the, unless it does it both for the speaker and the mic at the same time, but I did not see anything in the manual on how to adjust that. So it is on the speakerphone setting right now with the handset in the cradle, so that's how I've been using it most of the time. So I guess I need to back away from it a little farther probably and maybe try to bring my voice and my volume down a little bit.
That right there, that's what you hear when you go to, when you put it on hold when you're keyed up.
Okay, yep, it kind of sounds like a weird electronic keyboard thing. Okay.
So just for your information, if you are talking, if you're in the middle of a star 99 and you haven't hit pound yet, if you put it on hold while you're not star 99 transmitting, no harm, no foul. But you were in the middle of talking and you hit some buttons, and when you hit transfer, it automatically puts it on hold while you make the transfer. Somehow or another, you got in the hold, and that's what you hear. But it will only happen if you're in the middle of a star 99 transmission and you haven't hung up yet, if you for some reason do that. So just be advised. Don't ever, you know, if you're going to answer a call, make sure you hang up first before you answer or hit any other buttons, because you'll remain connected to the network, and that little ditty will play. So I'm just more for your information. All right. Flint. Again, I apologize. I know you gave the name and I didn't catch it. Did you catch what happened? Any idea what might have happened?
No, because he was talking, and I think after he said it was high up, I lost a signal whatsoever. I don't know what was going on. Other than that, I've got no clue, and I just been sitting here listening to him, and then I lost his signal or communication somehow. Well, because it looked like the repeater was still open, but I wasn't hearing him. And his name is Patrick, sir.
Yeah, what happened, he was talking, and somehow yours went in the transmit and started that tone thing. That's why you didn't hear him, because you were transmitting. He went, uh-oh, and did some things on his end, and there was some other stuff going on as well, but on your end, like I said, you got to watch. For some reason, you're going in the transmit with a really obnoxious tone. So that's why he just disappeared on you, because the radio went in the transmit. All right, anyhow, I'm letting you guys work this stuff out. Only go so far. Like I said, get it worked out, figure it out, and or else take it somewhere else, you know, Simplex or something like that, because you're on a lot of repeaters here, and if you're having issues, then you should work them out elsewhere. But like I said, I'm gonna just try to give you all the information so you can try to figure it out. Good luck. WAFU.
I think I hear someone else in there connected in, because I heard someone's cell phone notification going off. Unless that was you there, Sean. And I think what I ended up doing is I hit pound. Once. Oh, now it quit. So I'm not sure. Okay, so I'm hearing it, but I'm still transmitting.
What happened, Patrick?
Okay, so then it cut me off then, because all of a sudden, while I was talking, then the tone came up. A question for you, Sean. If I do pound and pound, if the first pound don't do it, I'd probably hit a second pound. Now, does that do something weird if I do double pound? Maybe that's what was goofing things up. Back to you, Sean.
Now, once you hit pound, the only thing that will have any effect, I mean, it could do any number of things with your phone, but as far as the network's concerned, you're gone. And then everything you hit after that is irrelevant until you hit star 99 again. So you're all set. And anyhow, I'm hoping to call, let Patrick know when that tone comes. As soon as it ends, the first thing we got to say is that Patrick, it just happened again and unkeyed it so that he can maybe put it together.
Give it a shot, Patrick. Give it a shot, Patrick. We'll see what happens here.
What I missed this time, because Sean was talking, then I lost him again. And my microphone wasn't keyed up, nor was I transmitting on my end, so I don't know what's going on here. Because right now I'm showing a red bar as me transmitting, but when I lost Sean earlier, it was nothing showing. I actually turned the radio off and back on again.
Okay, I got it here, and I know Sean probably doesn't want to stick around for very long, and that's what I'm kind of hearing in his voice. So, but he was saying to maybe try to go on Simplex to finish up your programming or something like that. I guess from my point of view, the radio shouldn't be doing any kind of transmitting, but the only thing I can think of is the repeater itself is acting goofy, but I'm not a repeater owner, so I don't know, but I've been around, physically been around repeaters and seen different configurations and stuff, but I'm not technically knowledgeable in that. Even our ham club had two mobile radios and used them as a repeater for a while until we got a commercial one. But anyways, so if anything happens again, Patrick, and we get that tone in my ear over here again, I'm going to hit pound. I'm going to sit back and listen for a while and see what happens. And then if we can't seem to resolve it, or maybe Sean will just disconnect the Flint, Michigan repeater off until something gets figured out, then we probably won't be able to talk to you until that gets resolved, at least from this point forward anyways. KEHZTP. Yeah, sorry to, there's something going on, and it might not necessarily be coming from you, but it might be coming from the repeater or somebody else. But don't worry about it, try to, analyze what's going on, and sounds like that's what I hear from what you're saying. So if Sean wants to drop in again after me, Katie's ready to see you.
No, I'm good. I'm just trying to give all the data points you need to help troubleshoot it. That's the goal, to try to figure out what's going on. And I know it's a little bit of a mystery, but maybe something will click, the right timing, and you'll say, I see what happened. All right, anyhow, good luck. I'm going to get back to what I was doing here. Time's burning here. I've got to get to bed not too terribly long. W8FU, carry on.
Okay, Sean. Uh-oh. Now that's weird. How can we both transmit at the same time? Oh, hit pound now.
Maybe yours is duplex, but mine is only not duplex.
Ah, that's right. I forgot about that. I'm not coming in on a star 3 and a node number. I'm coming in directly with the one, as it shows here in front of my nose, 15070. Now, that's how I'm coming into it. And, yeah, that's right. That would be a full duplex. So when I'm hearing the tone, and then I heard someone's notification thing go off, And I don't know if that was when Sean was hooked up, because I saw him up on the board, I think it was, on the dashboard, so I thought maybe that was coming from him. So I just, yeah, it came back into mind again. It's like, yeah, that, and Don had told me that if you do that, then that would be a full duplex. Like we're in a conference and not hooked up to any repeaters. It's just a conference room and everyone can talk in at the same time and not have to wait. But I'm still doing a star 99 to transmit and the pound down. So, yeah, someone just keyed up. So, okay, go ahead.
Mason trying to key up. You're not holding the repeater. And back to Thomas. I think I figured out what might have happened. I think I had the APRS function on this station. So maybe that won't happen any longer. Also, what is your call sign again? I think it was something DCO.
That is correct, Patrick. It's Kilowatt Bravo, Zero Delta Charlie Oscar. You got the last three correct.
One more time, please, because my ink pen wants to start acting up. It's Kilowatt Bravo Delta Charlie Oscar.
Okay.
I was just going to tell you I'm going to call it a night here.
Got another friend talking to me. Maybe that's where I'm getting this other audio from. Okay. Now that's probably what's going on. Okay, stand by, please. Okay, yeah. Call sign is Kilo Bravo Zero Delta Charlie Oscar. And I will be right back.
WAAFU, this is K8ZDP. Are you still on there, Sean?
Yes, I am.
I think I figured out what my problem was. I think I had the APRS on this channel. That may have been what was causing the issue. So I think I have that resolved now. And I do apologize for locking up the repeater, sir.
Yeah, I hope that's what it was. Like I said, I'm sure you'd figure it out, like I said. But you need the data points. It's particularly tough when your transmitter is doing something because you don't notice it. So that's why I figured I got in there, tried to give you as much data as I could. Hopefully that was. It didn't sound like APRS to me. That generally has a certain sound to it that I didn't recognize. But, if it's not set up and, it just went in, I don't know. But let's cross our fingers and hope that's what it was. And like I said, if somebody's talking to you, particularly if they're full duplex and they can hear it, and of course when it's doing it, you probably won't be able to hear. You haven't heard the tone, right? You haven't heard this like steady tone on the air. It's very annoying. You haven't heard that, have you?
No, I have not. But since you said it a couple of while ago, I brought up my HD and turned that on. And I haven't heard it since I took off that APRS function on this stored channel.
Yeah, you'd know it if you heard it. So the fact that you didn't hear it, it was definitely coming in on the front repeater. It's almost certainly coming out of your radio, and that's why you're not hearing it. You can either back monitor with a portable or something. Or just like I said, I suggest to keep an eye on the transmit meter when you think you're listening. If you would think that the transmit indicator would be on. So, all right, well, good luck. Hopefully you got it. It sounds like you're working on it, so that's good. It's good thing it's late. It's pretty quiet out here this late at night. So, all right, take care, Patrick, and welcome and. Hopefully you get it all straight now. W8FU, I'm gonna get back to my cat videos and drink with a little umbrella in it.
I hear another station there, but I audio was a little low, and I didn't catch the call sign. Thomas here, KB0DCL, Kilo Bravo 0 Delta Charlie Oscar. So that station that just broke in can come in after me. Deshaun, thank you very much for your help tonight. And yeah, I was going to make the comment that with Patrick there and the APRS thing is a possibility. We also have some people that check into a net here on Saturday nights here on the Handy Ham net, and some people get their radio in, but it's like, it's weird. You know, once you key up the radio, it's like, or whatever it does, and then it goes silent, and then the person can talk. And I think that's either wired or some other digital mode, but it seems like it always puts that in the beginning. It's audible. It's there. But I didn't hear that with this. It's just a solid tone. And so, and if it was APRS, I would assume APRS would sound more like packet radio. You know, that's what I would think APRS would. So anyways, the breaking station, go ahead. This is Kilo Bravo Zero, Delta Charlie Oscar, Thomas in Stuart, Minnesota.
Yeah, this is November 8th, Whiskey Julian Lima. I'm in Detroit. I think is it John Machine that y'all working with here over at out the outskirts of Detroit here?
Let me grab this. Hey, Jay, how you doing, man? Kind of heard you in a hot minute. I think the one gentleman's on one of the Central Michigan repeaters up in Flint, Patrick, and the other gentleman's coming in via hams over IP out of Wisconsin, Minnesota. Anyhow, that's what we got going. Anyhow, Jay, I just wanted to say hi. I'm going to get back to my cat videos and my foo-foo drink. Take care unless you got anything specifically for me. W8FU.
So you do have Echolink hooked up to this machine, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, that's all. I was just wondering. Well, this machine sounds real loud, real nice. Just to let you know, it sounds good. This is November 8th Whiskey, Julie Lima. Stay in Detroit, man.
Well, I will say hello to Jay. And I got the full call this time, November 8th, Whiskey Juliet Lima in Detroit, copy ya. From my end, audio's a little low, but I also just got messaged from Captain Don on Facebook Messenger. He says, tell him his modulation is way low, turn up his mic. And then it says, is it you too loud? Yeah, he's same as Sean. I wish I could figure out, maybe I should try looking up this model on YouTube or on, and see if there's any modifications for adding in a volume control, as in for the input to the microphone, and add one to it. That might be nice where you can adjust something. I don't like the idea of not being able to adjust something. Yeah, I can adjust the speaker part, but I should be able to adjust the microphone too. But, again, the manual for this one, unless someone else has played with this telephone before, Audio Codecs number 405 HD model number, Hotel Delta. So we'll have to blame Captain Don on that for giving me a lemon phone. But, hey, I guess it's better to be too loud than too quiet. Hey, what'd you say? So I'll pass it back to Jay for comment. And, Jay, you can pass it up to Patrick, to Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Tango Papa, and new ham to the hobby there. Go ahead, Jay.
Yep. November 8th, we just landed. Yeah, I hope I'm sounding better now. I had my radio down to 5 watts, and I got it up to a few watts now, and turned the audio up on the microphone, so hopefully I'm sounding better. And congratulations to that new ham. My picture's up in Flint, something like that, yeah. So, okay.
Just getting the band. I heard you guys talking and messing with the machine, and just kind of wondering what was going on. This is November 8th, Whiskey Julie Lima. Go ahead. I think it was Patrick up in Flint or something like that.
I want to say hi to Jay. Oh, look at that go. And, yeah, I'm not freshly new, but about less than a year trying to program this Yezu. And thanks for the call. And I'm just chilling right now, just trying to figure stuff out, and hopefully we got this licked. Don't want to keep bothering Sean and taking him from his cat videos and his foo-foo drink. And it's nice to hear somebody in Detroit. I didn't know we had a... I don't ever hear nobody in Detroit, because mostly I'm on the 147 repeaters. This is KE8Z Tango Papa.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, well, you say you're new to the hobby, so believe me, they got all kind of stuff going on. I've been in the hobby since '92, and I need to catch up because you got so much going on, all sides, and Echo Link, this, that, which I've known Echo Link when it first started, but All Star I'm not all that familiar with, and I got a few digital radios like D-Star, DMR, Fusion, stuff like that, but man, it's a lot. Got a lot of roads to choose, whatever way you want to go in this hobby. This is November 8th. Whiskey Julie Lima.
Yeah, Thomas here again, KB0DCO. Yeah, the digital modes and Echolink and All-Star, D-Star, P25, Myers. It's like, okay, guys, we know it's all proprietary between the different, like Kenwood, Icon, Yezu, and whatever other brand is out there. New brands. Hey, appreciate the, new brands out there, Though I tend to wonder about the quality of some of them. But overall, I think it's nice to have the availability of buying stuff, and that ain't too expensive. But I hate to say it, you get what you pay for. But I don't want to spend thousands of dollars either. Like somewhere in between, like anywhere between the $200 and $500 mark seems to be a good range. But anyways, yeah, I've been licensed since 1988. As a novice for a couple years, and then upgraded to technician in, 1990, when I graduated from high school. So, 1990 is when I graduated from high school, I got my technician license in 1992. That was when I got out of college. There we go. So, it was somewhere in there. I would have to go look up in my history is starting to get foggy. But it was either 90 or 92 when I got tech. So, but after that, once the no code or the code requirement went down to 5 words per minute, then I got my written general out of the way, which I had passed years ago, but couldn't get the code passed. So once I came available and saying, hey, we reduced it to 5 words per minute across the board, I said, cool, I'll go take my written test. And I think that was in around 2000 to 2002 time frame, and been a general ever since. Tried to get the advanced out of the way, kept missing it by a few questions, and I said, this is like pulling my hair out. Oh, sorry, we don't give that test anymore. Now you have to go take your extra. And I tried taking that, and I got about 4 or 5 books for each of the question pulls when they changed. I could not get it passed. The formulas and the math were a little... So, unfortunately. So, we'll pass it back up to Patrick there, KE8ZTP in the group, KB0DC on the roundtable.
This is K8ZTP. I'm still working on my general. I haven't made much progress on it. I just got my youngest daughter is taking a technician's class right now, so I've been taking her to the classes like every Tuesday. They're running one on the pier. Also, as I said before, I don't have an actual ham shack. My ham shack is my dining room table with a mag mount sitting on top of a cookie tray. I have an antenna in mine, and I plan on hanging it up on my dish because I don't use dish network no longer. I'm going to take the dish off itself, but leave the mast up there, hang it up to that, run maybe 50 feet of, what's it, LR-400, I think it's called, and go from there. I still need to get an internal DC power supply. I've been using what's called a solar battery. It's got a 12-volt accessory port on it. I've used that to power these radios so far. And, yeah. And $250, yeah, my budget's kind of shot with that. So I won't be spending much on Christmas or Thanksgiving coming up on myself anytime soon. And with that, I'll hand it back over to Jay.
Yeah, okay, Patrick, appreciate it. I have some friends that's been in ham since the mid-70s and stuff like that, but they were good in taking the cold. I was too chicken to go down to the federal building down Detroit and take it, you know. So then one day my friend said, we was in Dayton. He said, man, you don't have to worry about the cold no more. They got a theory. You just take the test and you pass and get your taking license. And that's what I did. But sometimes I wish I had at least tried to take that, take it with the cold there. So, yeah, I was just so happy to have my license and stuff. So I've been a tech from 92 to... I got my general in 2014. I had so many friends, my friends has been upgraded for years. They kept pushing me and I was all right just being a tech, but so anyway, he said, well, I tell you what, if you take that test and you pass it, I'll buy you a steak dinner and all that stuff. And then one of my friends said, I'll buy you two steak dinners. So that was it. That got me. So I studied and studied and studied and finally got my general. So I don't know if I'm going to go any higher. I'm all right. This is November 8th, Whiskey Julia Lima. Who else is in there? I got you, Patrick, but who was the other gentleman?
Ah, yeah, sure, you betcha, coming to you from Minnesota, eh? No, oh, I'm sorry, that's Canada. A Canadian accent, sorry about that. Now, Kilo Bravo Zero, Delta Charlie Oscar, digitally controlled operator. Not so well controlling anything now, am I? Yeah, or something else that fits. Dumb code operator, that works. Or dummy can't operate, that works also. So there's a, but most of them are kind of negative connotations, so we'll just stick with the digitally controlled operator. But otherwise, Delta Charlie Oscar proper. And, if someone said, we'll take you out the Red Lobster, you know, or a fancy linen tablecloth type place, it's like, do I need to wear a shirt and tie? If it's that formal, then okay, maybe then it might make it a little more interesting. But with food is usually a good I was going to say appetizer, but it's the wrong word I'm looking for. But coercion. Works pretty good, I guess, when it comes to food for most people. Hey, we got free food! And once you say that, they all come running. And the hobby, I guess when I got cut off with Patrick some time ago, I was talking about hidden transmitter hunting. We had an issue here in the Twin Cities, St. Paul, Minneapolis, and there was a packet frequency of 146. 5670, I guess. And I don't know if that's APRS or what. I'm familiar with 14503, 14501, 07, whatever. And I ran packet down there a long time ago. I haven't touched it for years, but still got the hardware for it. Might need to rewire some and solder up some new cables if I wanted to try using it again, but when you can do everything on your computer software-wise, might as well let the computer do the work, right? And so we ended up finding it, and a lot of people in the local ham community was pretty happy with me and Bill, and Bill and I, get my English right, and it took us, didn't seem to take us very long, but we were at it for a couple hours anyways, and a lot of people were pleased, and some said, oh, that might be my transmitter. So he had remote access to the power strip, I guess, to what the TNC and the radio is plugged into, and something got jammed up, and it was like solid transmitting for about 3, 4, 5 days, let's say somewhere maybe around October 1st, maybe, and we got on it on October 4th and October 5th, and it's a fun part of the hobby to do, is tracking down those signals and finding out where they're at. Go ahead there, Patrick.
I think I lost him again. I don't think it's me.
Oh, then it was Jay, I think, or at least I thought we were going in a circle, but that's okay. That's fine. I was thinking we were going from Patrick to Jay to me to back to Patrick and back to Jay, but that's okay. Go ahead, Jay.
Well, that's what I thought we was going. That's what I thought we was going. It should have been turned over to Patrick there. And Patrick, you're supposed to have passed it on over to me. But since I got my helmet down, you guys give me your call sign slow now. Kind of slow. I'm an old man, and I'm suffering from all kind of stuff here. And just want to make sure I got your call sign down. This is November 8th. We just landed over to, I think it's Patrick.
Yeah, Jay, this is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Tango Papa, K-E-8, Zip the Pants.
Okay, that was K-E-8-Z-T-P.
That is correct, sir.
Okay, what was the other gentleman in Kansas? Let's see, I don't know, Minnesota, wherever you are. What was your call?
I thought my accent would give it away. Minnesota. You know, like a little tiny soda, but a mini soda. almost up in the Great White North. Not quite. I actually live in the southern half of Minnesota, but I would consider myself about a good hour west of Minneapolis. The Twin Cities, the only place in the United States known as the Twin Cities. Of course, I did pretty good with my graphics. Graphics. Wrong word again. Maybe I'm getting too tired. Maybe that might be what's going on. But the call sign again for you is Kilo Bravo Zero Delta Charlie Oscar. And if you're we just landed to compare to digitally controlled operator, and not doing so well in the controlling part at this point. So there you go, Jay. Back to Jay at this point.
Okay, I got you. I thought, wait a minute, now my friend, he lives in the Twin Cities too. I thought I got a friend, and he used to live here, but he moved to Kansas City. Isn't Kansas City in Missouri? I mean, Kansas City and St. Louis isn't that a Twin City as well?
You know, down by St. Louis, Missouri, and across the river, probably. But I'd never really heard anyone else call them the Twin Cities. Though whenever I've ever heard, well, of course, I grew up here in Minnesota, and I never lived anywhere else, so go figure. But when anyone says Twin Cities, that's Minneapolis-St. Paul. Minneapolis on the west and St. Paul on the east of the Mississippi River. Or is that the Minnesota River? Correction, Minnesota River. The Mississippi River runs over by... No! I'm screwing myself up so badly. The St. Croix River runs between Minnesota and Wisconsin. Yes, the Mississippi comes right through downtown Minneapolis-St. Paul. The Minnesota River is more south... into the west and heads and flows into the Mississippi down in southeastern Minnesota. But, yeah, I think the arch in St. Louis and Kansas City probably on the other side, but I would think Kansas City was in Kansas, but I have to go look at a map. I used to be good at this stuff, but when you're not looking at maps that much anymore, it's like, huh? Yeah, everyone's pulling out their cell phone for their GPS. No one's really using folding maps anymore. So I will pass it to Patrick because we don't want to leave him out. Go ahead, Patrick.
Well, I ain't that old. I'm a little bit over 50, so I still use a map every now and then. I remember back in the day when we had AAA, they gave us what was called a triptych. They plotted your map from wherever you're going to your destination. They gave you like a little small mini map that you can actually like flip over every so often to figure out where you're at and where you needed to go. Let's see. That's about all I got because I'm just here enjoying you guys' chit-chat while I'm still messing around with my mobile station. This one does put a lot of power versus my ICOM 200. So, yeah, and trying to mount this into the car, I don't know how I'm going to do that yet. Because I don't feel like running wires from my battery through my firewall in my vehicle. You guys got any suggestions? Once again, this is KE8ZTP.
Well, Patrick, I had Mickey Shores. I don't know if y'all had Mickey Shores up there in Flint, but down in Detroit, and they still do it. They got places that will do that because your radio needs to be hooked up to battery. It really needs to be hooked up to the battery some kind of way. At least that positive hooked up to the battery, and then you can ground it anywhere. But that's the best way to do it because you can't mess up that radio if they don't have good ground. I've done it. I know. But anyway, yeah, I don't know. This is pretty exciting here. I'm talking on a 16-element dual-band beam here, 2-meter 440 beam. And, you know, I love this beam. It's a real nice beam. But I'm able to get into, I can get up there. I don't even have to talk going through Echolink. I can get in Flint machine. I can get in just by every Lapeer, Flint, and all that through this beam I got here with 50 watts. I got a Yaesu 991A radio. Love this radio. But I guess I'm going to have to invest in buying an amplifier as well, you know, because I only put out 50 watts on 2 meters of 440. But, yeah, it's worked fine, yeah, so. And in the mobile, I have a D-Star radio, a 5100, which I love. And I could talk all over the place there. That's cool. Anyway, over to you there. Doggone it. I got your name, Patrick. But I got to write this other gentleman's name down. I forgot. Go ahead there.
Well, when in doubt, St. Thomas, Doubting Thomas, Tango, Quatel, Oster, Mike, Alpha, Sierra, Thomas. Oh, I'm just having fun with you guys tonight. I'm not the only one that's in the same boat as you guys. Who's that guy? What's his call? What's his name? Huh? What did he say? And I was looking at my Google Earth. Kansas City is way on the west side of Missouri, and St. Louis is on the far east side of Missouri. Now, Kansas City is still in Kansas, but by looking at that, I said, yeah, Twin City, no. Look at a map. Look at Minneapolis and St. Paul. They're literally right next to each other. I mean, you couldn't get them any closer. But I'm going over to Michigan now and kind of looking into Detroit. And it's like, well, yeah, now you got Detroit is on one side and Canada on the other. That might make things interesting. Just across the waterway. But I guess like any other place in the world, there's always, when you hear bad news on the news all the time, you always say, yeah, Detroit, bad place to be, you know, or Chicago, bad place to be, you know. There's probably bad places in New York and Texas and California as well. So everyone has a bad neighborhood somewhere, just as long as we're not in it, right? Oh, man. Don't want to go down the religion or the political realm. That's all screwed up. But I try not. I don't even watch regular TV anymore. I watch Pluto TV and watch old reruns of old TV shows I used to watch in the 70s and 80s, and that keeps me happy. Anything that's free is well worth it. If you have to pay for it, well, then hopefully it's a good quality item. And I guess I look at it this way. Don't charge everything. If you want to buy something tangible. People go out buying shopping with their credit cards and buying food. It's like my parents told me, never, ever do that. Because it kind of goes through you and it's gone. It's like when you got the show for that and now you're paying your principal and then your I'm drawing a blank on the term. See, I'm getting old too, but you're going to be paying for that food for a long time to come, so don't use the credit card to go out and eat. At least that was good advice anyway, and I kept to it. Go ahead, Patrick.
Are you hearing me say?
Yes, I did. I did hear it for a short while, but it didn't last very long.
I still don't think that's me, because I didn't hear it on my HT or my mobile station, so I don't know where that's coming from. But every once in a while, you cut out. Like, I don't know, maybe the repeater is transmitting too long and it's got to cool off.
That's possible. But that's very well possible, very well possible. I'll raise my hand and I'll take full responsibility because it only seems to happen when I'm keyed up, it seems like. And it doesn't seem to be on your end, Patrick, but though Sean had said that it was coming from your repeater, so is it possible that I key up that repeater and it times out? But I guess, because if I'm transmitting it, it's keying up all the other ones, so I assume that's probably what's going on, so I guess I'll take the blame on it. Go ahead, Jay, or Jay, Patrick, go back to you there.
Well, I don't mind using a credit card as long as you pay it off every month. The thing with a credit card is, don't use your regular money. Use your credit card, and then use your regular money to pay off your credit card every month. If you do that, you're fine. If you use both of them, you're gonna be underwater really quickly. along with paying the interest on that, which right now some of them are over 30%, that ain't too hot. Because I use my credit card for everything because I get the points on it, but I also pay it off every month, too. I also check my balance and bounce out my checkbook every day, too, which my wife thinks I'm a nut job for doing that, but I do it every day. And that's how I found out there was some erroneous transactions when we went to our family reunion about a couple months ago, because I saw some charges to something called Summit One Vanderbilt in New York and WCS Zoos and Aquarium. I'm like, where the HU double hockey 60s come from? And that ruined my whole trip. Luckily, I had another credit card with me because they had to cancel that one, or else my erroneous charges would have kept on coming. And Chase wasn't no help, but they did reverse the charges and issued me a new card. But while I was down there on vacation, I had to use my other card, which wouldn't give me no points, and that kind of ruined my whole trip. So credit cards are good if you know how to use them. Balance out your checkbook, and if you can't buy five of them, don't buy it. That's my philosophy with that. And politics and religion, I don't talk about that over the air, and I don't talk about it at work. My wife doesn't like me because of that, so with that, I'm going to hand it over to Jay.
No, thank you, Patrick. Well, yeah, I got a credit card and a debit credit card with my credit union, but I decided to get me another credit card from a bank and everything, and they gave me free interest for 2 years and everything. But then after that, man, I don't know how in the hell somebody got my number in Canada. Well, I got family in Canada, so I'm always over there every other week seeing my grandkids and my kids over there in Canada. And I ordered me some KFC with my card and everything. I think that's how they got it. And anyway, I got rid of that card because there's a thing called Switch the Dish or something like that. If somebody's ordering food, and they ordered up to about $7,000 over a period of time, and I didn't even know. And then I went over, and it just so happened, I called my credit people up. I said, hey, something ain't right here. So we was talking, and as we were talking, the lady said, are you in Canada now? I said, no, I haven't been over there in about 3 weeks. He said, well, somebody's using your card as we speak, ordering food and stuff, and then Winnipeg, Canada. That's 1,100 miles away from me. But anyway, they got it straight. But I wouldn't use that card no more because they had gave me three new cards, man, and they some kind of way got the numbers. I said, that's it. I ain't messing with this card no more. So, but, yeah, I hear you, Patrick. That's what I do. I use my credit card for everything about, you know, food, this, that, and then at the end of the month, you know, I'll pay it off. You got a month to pay it, so that's what I do. So so there you go. I'm up on it because the interest rate is so it could be ridiculous, man. 30% and all that kind of stuff. I don't like giving away money. Let's see. Does it go back over to you, Thomas?
Oh yes. Well, see, there you go, you know. Card readers, and I guess that was the question that since you guys kind of talked about using your credit cards, I got a debit card too. Now, they got the chip inside the card, so you stick it in the slot at the cash register or their little device there, and then you punch in your four-digit PIN or whatever PIN you have. If it's longer, fine. I think four is the minimum. Who knows, I might have to up them to six or something now, you know. It's kind of like any other password you start using online. They'll say, hey, make sure you got two numerals, two capital letters, some like a star or minus or plus sign or, you know, some other character and adding into these passwords, you know. And I guess when you're talking software, or online stuff, you know, like let's use Google, for example, and Gmail, for example. You know, when you sign in, it's like, was that just you? And then you say yes or no, especially if you're on a different device that that it doesn't recognize. And then it asks you, you know, and you put in that two code authentication as like, well, we won't let you in unless we'll message you on your cell phone. And then you go click on your cell phone and you put in the number over there and it's like, okay, we'll allow you in now. And I heard that was, you know, really good security because if you, and actually on Facebook is notorious for people getting into other people's accounts and however that is done, I don't know. But somehow that's happening there often. And I got a lady friend of mine and she seems to get hacked all the time. Now I tend to think she's doing something because she seems to be more notoriously getting hacked with her accounts. It's like she has now like 10 or so accounts on Facebook, and if she forgot her password or what and just created a new one, or she got problems with one and left it and just created another one and then just created a new one and then another new one. It's like, come on, what, you know, it's like you almost want to say, hey, Facebook, with all these other old accounts, can you just delete them all? You know. And you know, people like that, it's like, no, no wonder why we're losing data space because all this garbage that's out there. But getting back to the, you know, the security stuff, I mean, you know, with a credit card or anything else, I mean, it's just that one PIN number. But, you know, if they had something where it would call you on your phone and say, hey, we're using your card here. Is this you? You know, and I think that would be helpful. For most people, I think. But there was something else on the tip of my tongue that I can't remember what. Oh, the APRS. Not APRS. APR. That's what I was trying to say. The APR on a card. And that is where you got... the interest on that. When I had a credit card, it was what, 6.7 APR percent? That was, and I thought that was extreme. And then when I got out of credit cards, I never bothered going back. And then when I looked at it, like, how much? And like, you just said it, about 30-some percent now? I mean, last time I had heard, even before you said that high amount number, it was like 16 or 20-something APR. It's like, legal crooks. we just don't have the income to pay for that stuff. So, anyways, that's why I kind of got away from using credit cards because, they'll put you in debt for life if you don't pay it off right away. Like I said, you have to do that. KE8, ZTP, to pick it up, Patrick. KD0D7 in the group.
Yeah, I'm still here, but you cut out like about 2 minutes ago. So then I said, what did I say? I think I said lost you again, and then all of a sudden you came back. But as you're saying with the credit card, you have to have discipline with a credit card. Most of the time my philosophy is, like I said, if I can't afford five of them, I can't afford to buy it. Because interest rate, like you said, have gone up. I look at some of my cards, especially department store cards. It's like 29%. I'm like, whoa. Good thing I keep a zero balance. I only use it every blue moon. And with the debit card, I'm a little leery because if you have a fraudulent charge on your debit card, it's harder to get the money back than if it's actually on a credit card. I don't know why, but I think the banks and the credit card, the banks and the credit unions, they fight you tooth and nail in it because that's when they lose money. Credit cards, they're making money hand over fist because they're charging an absorbent amount of interest. So they'll look at it and say, yeah, they'll give you your money back and cancel your card, but they'll probably flag your account if it happens again within a certain period. Also, the stuff that says, like you get what Jay was saying, 2 years interest, I don't think you get 2 years interest. I think you get 2 years. They don't charge you for the interest. It accumulates if you don't pay it off, but after that 2 years, all the interest comes back up in one shot. My wife did that with a Home Depot card. They said 0% interest. That's if you pay that within that time frame. If not, all the interest I started from the beginning will come back and hit you and bite you in the behind. That's why you got to be diligent with your credit cards if you have one. What else? Yeah, that's about it right now. So I'm going to hand it back over to Jay.
Well, that's what I meant, Patrick. You know, they got me to sign up for their car for interest, free interest up to 2 years. And if you leave anything on there, then that's when the interest starts, they start charging you. So, but I made sure I had that money ready when the 2 years was up. I charged a lot of stuff on that car, but I kept track of it because I didn't want to wind up paying that high interest and, like, giving my money away, that's for sure. But I was kind of wondering, if any one of you guys, do you have Echolink on your computer or your phone? If so, then, you can, that's why I'm on Echolink on my computer all the time, and I always have it up and running. And it would be nice to be able to talk to you guys on Echolink sometime, you know. It's kind of like, to me, it's like a little private there. I mean, it can be private, and then, of course, you can connect to repeaters and stuff like that, too. So I was wondering if any one of you guys ever worked Echolink. Over to you, Thomas.
Yeah, okay there, Jay. Well, we can always talk about money, right? It can be a good subject and a bad subject in the same basket. and now I was trying to remember the question you had asked me. Don got a hold of me there. Oh, Echolink, yes. And that's how I'm basically doing it through the phone here. This desktop phone is basically, it is a phone, but it's not a phone. In other words, I can't dial an area code and a number and reach someone on a landline or a cell phone. It's within its own system. It's like I would have to call it an office phone because when I worked in an office in downtown Minneapolis at the telephone company, for example, if you wanted to make a phone call, you would have to dial 9 and then dial your phone number to get an outside line. So then you could make the, you know, you're getting outside of the building, as it were. And then that's how you would make your phone call. And that might not just be where you work. It would be, you know, almost any business. I think they call them the PBX system, but it had its own voicemail. It had, you know, all that kind of stuff within the company. And I guess when you're thinking business and trade secrets and stuff you're leaving on voice messages and or text messages, and even in for legal reasons, text messages by companies or whatnot can't delete any of that stuff. So they have to hold on to it because that's, you know, it's like documentation of the past. Back in like in the 70s or whatnot, we did have computers then, but they took up a good larger portion of a classroom than they do now. They're on your phone now. But anyways, so yeah, Echolink, that was probably the first thing I was exposed to for hooking up with repeaters and other hams directly. And then IRLP was Internet Repeater Linking Project, so that was only a repeater to another repeater using a node number, kind of like a star and the node number, and then say connecting to whatever, blah, 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 whatever it would say, and then you would talk on that repeater, call QRZ or whatever you wanted to do and talk to someone else. But it was another repeater. It wasn't like I'm trying to call CQ on HF, but... as far as operating practice, and then when you were done, then you would do like a star or a pound 73 or a star 73, I think it was, and then it would disconnect. So whenever you wanted to connect to something, you connected to it, and then when you were done, you had to disconnect it, and then that was that. But nowadays, the Echolinks and these hubs and conferences and stuff, they're pretty much 24/7 now. And so they have all those connected up. So I'll pass it around back to Patrick, TV0DCO.
Hey, Patrick.
Yeah. And maybe I went too long again. So sorry about that. KE8ZTP to pick it up. And when I said it the first time, you probably didn't hear it. So that's what's going on there, Patrick. I think that's what's going on. We're calling it timing it out.
Well, at least I can say it's not me now. with that, Jay, I do have Echolink on my phone and my laptop. Was it on my laptop? Well, it's on my desktop. I know that for sure. I use it to connect into a repeater that I can't hit from my house because I don't have a tower or antenna on my roof. And I'm part of the Genesee County Radio Club as well as the Lapeer County Radio Club. So I can never hear the Lapeer County, well, I can hear it sometimes, but I can't hit out to it. I got to drive like a mile or two towards Lapeer before I can actually hit it again. And that's on high power. But hopefully with this new mobile station, I can probably hit it, but I got to figure out how I'm going to install it into the car. In the meantime, I've been using what's called like a solar power bank. I've been using those to power up my radios in the car because it does have a regulated 12-volt AC output, and it is grounded. So I've been using those. And as I said before, this Yaesu takes a lot more power than the Icom 200 I got, about 5 times as much power. So these batteries might not be lasting as long. But I do got a solar panel I can stick on my car and charge it up, but not while it's moving. Yeah, they entice you in with the 0% interest, and people are going to read the fine print in about a year or 6 months or 12 months down the road. All the interest just hits you right straight like a ton of bricks. And nowadays, back in the day, I had to use a payday advance too. I told myself I would never do that again because that's just some ridiculous interest. I was hitting hard times. I had to do it, but I worked my way out of it. Like, I'll never do that again. And what else? I don't know much about internet relay. I just know Echolink and just over radio frequency so far. Trying to get into APRS and maybe, what's the proprietary communication with Yaesu? I think it's C4FM or something like that. And we'll see how this goes. And with that, I hand over to Jay. This is KE8ZTV.
NEWGL. I just wondering, if you guys want to ever contact me, I'm usually got my computer up and running on Echolink and stuff, and there's a couple guys I talk to. So, to each his own. There's a lot of hams that don't like Echolink, some do, but I like it because of the fact that, you know, you can hook up the computer, and then with my computer, I can hook up to, you know, I can hook up to about 20 people, and we can have it like a round table, and you can lock out everything else. It's like in a chat room. So just something to think about there. And Patrick, I don't know how familiar you with your repeaters up in Flint, but I can get into a couple of y'all receivers at my house down here in Detroit with my 16-element beam. I can get in. I don't know if you know the 147. See, was 147 260. 147-260, and there's another one, 147-280 or something like up in Flint. And I can get in Lapeer. What is Lapeer? 146-620, I think it is. 146-620. I can get in those machines, and And while I'm at it, yeah, on your next go around, Patrick, let me know if you know Otis. I talk to Otis up there in Flint all the time. His call is W8OJE. So, over to you, Connor.
Okay there, NAWJL, TV0, DCO in the group. Yes, and Don told me, we're kind of keeping them chatting here on the Facebook Messenger. He says his voice is gone, so that's why he didn't jump in and is not chatting with us right now. He's been, well, as you can hear with my voice, too, a little bit from time. I still got a bit of a cough. My runny nose has subsided. It's still there every now and then, but kind of got a cold early, and I assume it was allergies, but I feel like I'm on the downside of it now, and I still seem to have that cough come back at me every now and then, and then sometimes when you cough, I mean, it's like you're really coughing hard, and for a period of time, it's just hack and cough and cough and cough, and it's like, yeah. So I think Don is having the same issue there, maybe worse off than I. We did talk for a little while a couple days ago, or maybe more than a few days ago, maybe about a week ago. And so he's been trying to get well, and so he said he was listening to us. So I said, all right, cool. And here's something else, too, as far as the Echolink. And, yeah, if you get on there, yeah, you can pretty much, if you're talking person to person, and then you could have, you know, a conference of 2-3 people, and it would be basically like you connected to me and connected to Patrick there and no one else, no other repeaters, and it would just be like a conference room. I also got a conference room on HOIP as well. That I created, called it the Minnesota Hidden Transmitter Finders. It's a big, long mouthful, I know. MHTF, for short. And so I thought, well, Don made one for satellite communications. I made one for fox hunting stuff. Anyways, it's just something I thought out there. You guys probably don't even have an HOIP phone at all either, so... I mean, it's just another way of accessing the Echolink through All-Star. So it's, for me, it's always HOIP to the repeater network itself, like I am tonight, or I have to bring up an All-Star hub or a node and then connect into an Echolink node, and then I can communicate through the telephone that way. So over to Patrick. I'm actually going to disappear from the telephone here for a short bit, so if you don't get back to me there, Jay, I want to go grab a drink from the fridge. So go ahead, Patrick. Keep it ready to show.
right there for the last 30 seconds to a minute. Right there. What happened?
I turned my radio back on and started transmitting because I had it off while Thomas was talking, and I was listening through my HT. I turned my radio back off when he got cut off in his transmission. I turned my radio back on about 2 seconds later. I started trying to transmit.
Right, but something was locked in transmit over there. Did you hear it?
I didn't hear nothing on my HT because I got my HT running in the background while I'm talking on the mobile station. So I don't know, sir. I got no clue because it wasn't me because I turned my mobile station off when he was transmitting. And he said he was going to do something, then that's when I last heard it. I thought he cut himself off or something. We were talking there good for a minute.
It ain't double jail monitoring. You still there, Patrick?
Yeah, I'm still here, Jay.
I was wondering if you can you go with EchoLink?
You got EchoLink? Yeah, hold on a second.
I'll just jump in and say I'm back. By my phone again, if you recall me, I had to disappear for a little bit, but I am back.
Oh, no, if everybody's back, I guess there's no need in going over to EchoLink then.
Well, that's okay. And actually, now I'm looking at the screen, trying to keep an eye on that here as well. I've been seeing the screen bouncing back with a little bit more green and not green now, too. So it seems like I didn't think about refreshing the screen, but it seems to be bouncing with the colors. But it doesn't show me transmitting, but I do see whatever's in green. I'm seeing two that are keyed up. But when I unkey, then it goes all gray. So at least that seems to be working now, too.
K8, the CTP testing. Thomas and Jay, you still there?
Correct. I am still here. I was just waiting for you guys. KB0DCO, still standing by.
Yeah, I just logged into EchoLink. It would help if I actually turned the mic on when I was talking, so I figured out why I was not getting any volume, but I was transmitting dead air. K8ZTP.
EchoLink now, Patrick.
Yes, I am on EchoLink right now.
I don't see your call sign showing up. Let me see.
I was just thinking about something now, and maybe it was coming from the Flint, Michigan repeater. And, of course, when I was looking here at the website, I don't know, I haven't learned what I'm looking at yet, but I think while we were doing our conversation before, the green was always staying lit up on the screen, so I thought that was normal. But now as I unkey, it goes away and goes gray. So, yeah, there must have been some RF, and it might not have been Patrick's fault, but maybe there was something getting in there that was, and I'm not saying anyone's at fault here, but something was getting in and probably keeping that thing keyed down, so it wasn't necessarily me timing it out. It was probably something on that end timing out, because right now the way I'm seeing the screen on the computer screen for these nodes looks a little different than what it was when we first started.
I haven't turned my HT or my base station off. I'm just logged into Echolink right now, so I don't know what's going on. And I see Thomas is logged in with a bunch of nodes on the All-Star link. We're looking through Echolink. I'm currently logged into the W8CMN repeater.
Jay Patrick, I was thinking here now, I just got a message from Don about the microphone setting on this phone. And it seems like it has to be software updated. Like you have to program the phone for your IP address and put your name and call sign in the window, all that stuff. It's all done on a website. And Don is telling me we probably have the control over there. So I'm going to try to log in to try to find that website again and try to log into it. I should try to bookmark that. And see if I can make some adjustments to this microphone on here. So I'm looking into doing that here right now. I'll let you kind of guys do a little chatting there back and forth. But I'll be here monitoring for a little bit, but if you want to direct a question towards me directly, then I'll be here. But I'm going to kind of sit on the side here for a little bit. KB0DCO, back to you, Patrick.
Well, I'm going to talk till about midnight. After that, I got to get some sleep, so I got to go to work in the morning. So I don't know what's going on, because like I said, I haven't turned off either of my radios. The bio things are off, so I got no clue. Yeah, I don't. And I don't know how the ham over IP works. And with the Echolink, I can't see myself logged in, but I do see a Thomas and a bunch of nodes, as I said. So I don't even see Jay if he's logged in through Echolink.
I see Thomas logged in, but I don't see you, Patrick. I don't see you either.
Maybe that's because I'm logged in through the router, or the repeater, sorry, and through that node itself. So I'm logged in through the repeater. The repeater is linked to the node, so I don't know if I'll show up or not.
I just seen you come on.
Then that must be the internet updating very slowly.
Let me know that you're busy. I won't be able to connect to you because you got your hand up or something. I see a call sign, but it says busy, so I can't connect to you. So, but you should be able to see me, too, and connect to me.
No, I can't see you. And normally when I'm in the repeater, I'm occupied, so it won't let me connect to nobody while I'm connected to the repeater.
But you got Echolink on your computer, right? Because you don't have to go through the repeater. You can go direct. Don't you have an Echolink hooked up to your phone or your computer?
Right now I'm talking through my computer right now. So
okay, you're talking through your computer. Okay. Are you talking on Echolink now? Are you using, I mean, just logged in to Echolink? I don't mean logged into, well, even if you hooked up to a repeater or something like that, I still should be able to see you. So for some reason, I should be able to see you, but I don't see you.
Like I said, I'm not too knowledgeable about Echolink, so I could probably search you based on your call sign and see that. But right now, like I said, I'm logged into the W8CMN
-R, which is the repeater for the 4.600 repeater.
You're going through a, you know, you're going through a repeater. I meant, you know, if you had Echolink on your phone or your computer, without going through a repeater, anything like that, just still, if I see you on, I can connect to you, but I can't connect to you unless I know what repeater you're on. If I see the call, okay, I'll tell you. All right, give me the call sign of whatever you hooked up to. Whatever repeater you hooked up to, give me the call sign.
Whiskey, 8, Charlie, Mike, November, -, Romeo.
I'm a hook up to that. That was Whiskey 8 C M N -- R, right?
That is correct.
I'm a hook up to that.
This is November 8th. Uh-oh, you got the radio.
I don't see you yet, so maybe it'll take a while for you to pop up on the systems link and Echolink list.
I'm gonna turn my radio off.
Yeah. You're getting a lot of feedback. Might want to turn off something in your background or put on some headphones.
Nah, I didn't have to do it. I just turned my radio off. Turned my radio off because I'm on Echolink. That's all I needed was some. That's all I had to do was connect to this. All I needed was that call sign, and you can do the same thing. You don't even have to use your radio. You can use your computer or your phone. You do the same thing I'm doing right now. I'm on my computer.
Yes, I understand the concept. I do have it on my phone and my laptop. I've used it on my phone, but I don't like that because it uses a lot of my data and my phone drains quick.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't, we'll get back on the radio then. I don't want to mess up your system there. I just want to see if we can connect and which we can. All right.
So you're not showing up either or anything in Echolink because I still don't see your ID or nothing.
Well, if you're on Echolink, if you're on the computer, you can go to the 8 call and see, you know, look at my call up. Or, it should say right in your corner. But right now, we're hooked up. See, it's like we got a third party. We don't have to make it a third party. We can go direct to you and me. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know how to explain to you how to do it because, you know, I don't know. But like I said, we don't have to go through the repeater. We can go direct. But you have to type in my call sign and click in to me there. Let me see. Now, if I knew your node number, I could connect that way too. There's so many ways you can do.
Do you need, like, the note number I'm showing?
No. Okay, see, right now, we shouldn't even have to be connected to this repeater here. This is, we're going through a repeater here, WACMN. That's a repeater. We do not have to go through there. We can go direct. So if you were to click off of this and go to the 8 call and look up my call sign or type it up, there's a box up at the top. Let me see. If you're on Echolink, go over to, there's a box. It's going to look like a little sun. Click on that and put my call sign in there, and you'll see me on there. Go ahead.
What's your call sign again? Because I don't have it readily available because I'm sitting at my computer now.
It's N, is in November, the number 8, W, J, L. N, 8, W, J, L. Now, you can type in my node number and it'll click on to you, too. Let me see if I can give you my, I'll give you my node number as well. Let me give you my node number. You can click that way, too. You can't get that way. Can't get the way I'm talking. Let me see. Right now, it's telling me you're in blue. You're in blue. I can't connect. I got you in there, but I can't connect to you because you got your, it's like you got your hand up. When you got to click on that hand to get out of blue, and then that's how you do that. But let me see. Well, all you got to do is, let's see, let me go to my, where's my glasses? Can't see no more. Okay, that's what we're going to do, Patrick. Okay, that's what you do. Copy this. Copy my node number. And then and just type it where it's got node on there. Type this number in, because this is my node number. And it'll click, you can click that way too. And my node number is, it is 84194. So if you were to go to node, N-O-N-O-D-E, if you go to node and type my node number in there and click on it, it'll go directly straight to me that way too. But we had to get off of here. I had to click off. And just, you can do it that way too. There it is. You got it. There it is.
Hello?
Yeah, you got it, Patrick. You got it. Hey, what's going on?
Oh, you got your thing set up in conference mode. That's why.
Yeah,
you're still connected to the FBI.
Well, I'll tell you what, let me click off and see if you can connect to me. I'll click off.
Yeah, I am here. Don has been chatting with me in the background, and I'm still trying to, I finally got logged into the telephone.
But I don't know, I'm connected to it, so.
Oh, you're connected on Echolink. That's what's going on. Hold on here.
You should be able to.